This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and why pay $72 for a bra when I could just continue to have these unsupported swinging lumps for free? Sorry.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brandi Posey, and what if all of this stale AI art, film, media bullshit ends with us just reading books again? Imagine.
I'm Tess Barker, and life is like a box of chocolates. A lot more fun when you don't have self-control.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, everyone, welcome. It's the Lady to Lady podcast.
Yay. Yeah. Can I tell you guys, my tweet was inspired by the fact that I have had See's candy on the brain for 5 days now.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
And you haven't indulged? You've just been thinking?
Well, the issue I've been having is, where does one get See's candy?
Oh my God, See's are everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like there's usually a factory under an overpass.
Well, I know, but we don't live by overpasses. Like, where do I get it? Where do I go?
It's weird because I feel like sometimes I will drive around and just, I will see one that is kind of unexpected.
Same.
Like they're very randomly placed.
Like I've seen them many times when I wasn't in the market for one, but now that I'm like really wanting a box of See's chocolate, I'm like, is this an hour long errand I'm going to have to run? Obviously I could Google it, but
I mean, it feels like it.
I think the site of the first See's candy is in Los Angeles.
Mm. Yeah, is it the one out by the airport on La Cienega?
No, it's like in Hollywood.
Okay.
I don't think I ever knew what See's candy was till I moved out here.
Oh, really? You guys didn't? That wasn't a big thing on the East Coast?
What? No, it was not a big thing on the East Coast, at least in Maryland, where I grew up, I don't think. Also, because I got it confused with, remember those shoes that were called candies? That they had, like, I was like, oh, the shoe place also makes candy? Is like what I thought when I first saw those factories out here. I was like, oh, what a strange.
They should have done a collab.
That would be so cute.
Yeah.
With the old Mrs. C's, and she's in some hot hoe heels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, C's was definitely a thing growing up. Like, it was like the thing you would get for mom, you know, when you're like Mother's Day, just like, I don't know what else to do. Here you go.
1,000%. It's the generic Mother's Day present. It's you give it to your teacher at Christmas. I think that's why we always had a lot of C's growing up, because I'm like a teacher's kid. So there was
Oh, yeah. You're getting an influx of C's. Was there anything else you were getting specifically because she was getting like teacher gifts?
Yeah, we always had, she gave me her Starbucks cards. Because she doesn't drink coffee.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we always, but like, my mom has an entire cupboard that's just to-go coffee cups. Mm.
I actually need some, so can I stop?
Of course.
I realized we only have one in our household.
Wow.
In my opinion, okay, this is actually I'd like to talk about, because I have a lot of coffee cups, but if I'm being honest, I've had like one really good one that I've had now, I think we're going on 6 years with this coffee cup, and I don't need any cup besides this one. It's the only one I use. It's the only one I like. So I would say you only need one good one.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I had a really good one, and someone who lives with me, not the cats, broke it.
Broke it.
And I'm just going to call him out right now. It was a glass one. So it was like one that you can brew your own. It was like really fancy. You can you can do a pour over thing in it. And that was like 2 years ago. And they said they were going to buy me a new one. So I'm just going to say, Adam, if you're listening. It's damn, time.
Yeah,
I was just thinking, I really hadn't thought about it until recently because I like haven't needed it that much to like leave the house with.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
Lately I'm like, wait, I need a to-go coffee cup. And that was like a really nice one.
Well,
so,
and once you find one you like, I feel like, okay, I feel like a coffee
exactly.
cup is like a scrunchie. Like you always need one.
Yeah.
Right. And we have one you like that you prefer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's easier to just have one too, because then it's like, this is the one I clean. I just like come home, get it clean. Like I'm not like, you know, waiting. It's not like in the bunch of other stuff that's not done yet. Just
that
do
is
it
how
every
I
day.
Feel. Yeah. It's like your purse. It's like, okay, here's your purse and your coffee cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also full of wrappers by the end of the day too.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys? Okay, so I bought like a backpack. I usually use a backpack instead of a purse. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, when you like are looking for something like that, you're like, I want one with like so many pockets because I'm going to know where exactly yeah. everything goes in and every. And it's like, no, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
I have are just pockets full of random shit. Nothing is in the place where it should be.
No, no.
It's bad.
That's so
I always
true.
Forget. I yeah. always forget where I put my, because I hate using a purse because I always feel like I put my phone in one pocket and then I forget that that's the one I put my phone in. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I've lost my
you
phone.
You don't have your phone. Don't have a key.
So it's just in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Keys, the four essentials are always never, like they're just loose.
They're swimming
and I can't.
In the ether,
yeah, yeah.
And we need to accept yeah. that that's all it's ever going to be is the ether. The mm-hmm. pockets are yeah. a fallacy.
This is why I have been since 1995. I've been a carabiner keys gal with like a wallet and a phone as close together as being one thing as possible. I very rarely carry a purse.
Okay,
for that
I'm
reason,
trying to roll like that, and I have been for a while, and I'm not mm-hmm. at ease.
Yeah.
See, I do too. I have the wall. I have my phone that has the credit card thing on the back. Mm-hmm. So I pretty much just have that and my keys now. I really don't. I only bring my backpack with me if I need like my computer yeah. or other stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not rolling with anything else because I end up putting too much shit in there.
No, I'm doing that as well. So like my current like pared down situation is I have like a little wallet phone holder thingy that
yes.
has right. a strap. But there's not enough room in that for my car keys or my sunglasses, which is what's giving me anxiety. Because I worry that we're going to lose my sunglasses and my keys are almost as important to me, if not more important than my wallet. So like without having them all in one conglomerated situation. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're not like a person putting your keys in your your pocket.
No, because I also haven't figured out how to not make my keys be like 9 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're just gonna have to rock that janitor life, and
okay.
Yeah, I think let's get you one of those things that it zips back
I would like that a zippy lanyard situation.
I know. I have a couple of friends that have that for a lighter. So when they go to parties and stuff, you can use a lighter, and then
That's
it comes
so
back
funny.
To you.
That's good.
Oh my god!
They're like, I've lost too many lighters. Now you can't take my lighter. You can use
in this
it.
Economy.
Please.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're zipping it back to me.
Zipping yeah. it back to me, baby. I used to have a bong that had a lighter leash. That was pretty cute.
That is incredible.
I love that.
Did you yeah. make the lighter leash or was this something
Someone
that came
gave
with
it? To me, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, Shark Tank, baby. Let's.
Oh my God. I wish I had invented bong lighter leashes. I'll just take credit for that.
There should
that
be
is
a high
one of those
Shark
things
Tank.
That I would think didn't exist yet, but of course it does.
Yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of high Shark Tank ideas and belongings. Sean read me this article the other night that I thought was amazing. So you know that the cheap airlines, how they get you is like, oh, you want to bring a purse? Well, that's mm-hmm. $50.
Yeah.
This guy bought like a hardcore fishing vest and put all his clothes in the pockets. I was like, genius.
That is
genius.
So much respect.
You should not have told Brandy this hack. I'm waiting for the next time we go on tour.
My mind is racing, thinking of possibilities. So much respect for this man.
I know.
Honestly, I love it. What a beautiful, what an elegant solution.
The only acceptable reason for cargo pants, I think.
Completely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we could get because the way I pack, I probably would need to do a vest cargo pants combo, but I'm not.
Right.
I'm not above it.
And then you'd also need the shoes that have a little tiny zipper for like pennies or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that, the condom weed, the weed goes there. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The weed goes there. We get a hat with a pocket, fanny pack, the whole thing.
Make the whole person out of pockets.
Yeah. I love it. You just turn into like a Tumgus for traveling.
Tumgus, the AMPM mascot, if anyone needs it.
We should all say that is made out of snacks.
It's made out of snacks.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine underwear instead.
Yeah.
I love
Wow. Do we have any dates to shout out before we get to our guest?
Nah, not over here.
It's summer.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to be in Portland at the end of this month, at the end of July. So come out and see me. I'll be doing a bunch of shows. I'll be there from like the 22nd through the 30th, and I'm getting all my show dates together. So just look at me on Twitter.
Look at me. Just look at me.
Go to ladytoladycomedy.com to see a calendar with all of our stuff, all of our individual dates on there too. All right, let's get to our guest. I'm so excited for today's episode.
Yeah. This was a total blast. She's the winner of season one of Canada's Drag Race. Give it up for Priyanka. Oh my God.
Priyanka, thank you for joining us. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me. You sound so not enthused.
Oh my God, really? I think it's just my natural voice.
I got you, bitch.
The shady lady.
What do you want from us?
Where all of you? Where are you?
We're in LA.
Emotionally, spiritually.
Physically in LA, spiritually, where are you?
Physically in LA, spiritually, I think I'm in like 1970s Rome.
Oh, like doing drugs and getting fingered in the washroom?
Yeah.
I live for like a good, you know, scandalous night of fun.
Yeah. Fabulous. I would like to be in like a cool jumpsuit. And getting fingered. Well, I guess the jumpsuit would be hard to get fingered
in. And I would like to get fingered in Italy and then have a cigarette after without being shamed.
Which is the 70s. Yeah,
but the guy or girl, I don't know who you date, is a little bit like fugly, so you fake or orgasm and then you act like you need the cigarette after.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just wanted it to end.
I love a fake orgasm prop. It's nice.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, I'm done.
It's always good to have an out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't say, I need to go to the bathroom, which is usually the out because you're already in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You need the cigarette.
You need a cigarette. I love this. This is fun.
You're coming to
Are
us.
Are you single, Priyanka? I feel like that's the fun part of being single. Do you still get to do that?
No, I was single 3 years ago. I've been in a relationship since. I was the most promiscuous person because I came out so late in my life. Like, I came out of the closet when I was 23. So it was like, come out at 23, move to the gay village in Toronto, start drag, win Drag Race, all in 4 years. Like, it was so quick. It's fast tracked.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, seriously.
But I will say that within those 4 years, the scandal was at an all-time high. Story, like, I would go to the bar, pick up, like, have sex with a guy on my friend's couch. Like, he'd be fucking me and my friends in the other room, or like lots of bathroom hookups. Lots of like weird after parties with weird people, and you end up sucking someone's flaccid dick. He can't get it up because he's on cocaine.
Yeah.
Those were the nights. And like, it's funny because like, I think about those times. I love my partner. He's my best friend, and we have so much fun together. But when I think about those times, I'm like, do I miss those times? Or is it that like, that was just when like life was so rock and roll, and that's such a specific time in so many people's lives that like I could not do that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean. Could, but it's good. It's good, and I would say important and valuable to have that in your portfolio.
Yes, yes. Your resume.
Yes.
Your CV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We always encourage listeners, like, if you're in like a bad, if you need to get out of a relationship, don't fear being single, because you may be entering this beautiful, glorious rock and roll phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very freeing to have control over your sexual freedom. To be like, I'm gonna go to the club and fuck and like be so okay with that. There's so much like shame around being promiscuous, like especially with women. I'm sure all three of you were called sluts at some point. Not, all of you are sluts. I think that like it's like that's what I love about it, is that freedom of like, I'm just gonna go have sex because I want to. That's so cool.
It's so cool. Yeah. And I love, I think it's so fun that single people can have story sex. That's fun.
What is story?
It's where you fuck a guy for a story. You're like, I'm literally just fucking this person because I can't wait to tell my friend.
I thought it was when you go to a storytelling show and the guy on stage gets you so wet with his
sad story.
My 20s were all, that was all story sex, as we know, into 30s.
One time I had a threesome with these two guys. Well, they're two guys. Well, I actually had girlfriends, and we'll get to those stories. Okay, so we were wasted. It was like after one of my first drag shows ever. Like I looked like a box of cereal. Like it was
a box of cereal.
And I went home with this couple, and one was like a little bit more like twinky, like oops, I'm a little twink, fuck me, and the other was like more of a jock, like hockey bro, like go like Stanley Cup. And is it open? Oh, thank God. And while we're having sex, the little twinky one kind of started to check out and was like not into it anymore. But I was like wasted, so I'm like, woo! He looked over at his boyfriend in the eye and says, "You don't love me."
No!
It's fucked up.
No, you had to be there for that?
Ooh. I had to be there for that. And I was also like half, hello, Jenny! I was like wasted, like half in and out of drag. Like I've never really hooked up in drag except for this time. And he was like, then he looks over at me and is like, "Priyanka, do you mind leaving?" It was crazy.
Oh, but no.
How long did it take you to like collect your things?
It took me like not long. I got out of there very fast. Okay. I remember having the most severe hangover the next day. Oh my God. Those are the days. Like, what a life.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh my God. Did you ever run into them later? It would just be a very funny, like, pass on the street.
I've seen him since. Mm-hmm. The little boyfriend boy was friends with my old roommate at the time, so every often I would see him and it'd be so awkward.
Yeah,
but like, what do you do? Like, y'all should be communicating better. It's not my fault that you got jealous during the threesome. Like, I was just like six shots of tequila deep and two Moscow mules and maybe three Long Island iced teas. Yeah. Getting pounded.
Yeah.
And it's not my fault. Like, no. I should not feel bad.
No.
No, I mean, like, normally that's a conversation that I would love to be on the fly in the wall for because I would just like to watch the drama, but I would not like to be physically be in the middle of it.
Right. Yeah. No, if you could just be at their booth next to them at a restaurant.
Yeah, great. That's put me there.
Great. Yeah. But yeah, if you realize halfway through a threesome that your partner doesn't love you, I'm sorry, but you need to be polite, and that's a conversation for brunch the next day.
Finish the threesome. Yes. Goodbye on your way. Close the door. You don't love me anymore.
I love it. You don't love me anymore is strong.
What's better or worse than that? Because I wouldn't even call it a threesome because it was just, I wasn't very enthusiastic about it. And I was just.
It
was 2.5. And I was just next to a couple having bad sex. So what is that? Which one's worse?
What made it bad?
It was just not good. Like, I could tell it wasn't good.
Were they having fun? Were they like going through the motions? Like, was there
a connection? I think it was a going through the motions thing. Yeah. Oh. So what a weird thing where you're just next to bad relationship sex.
I mean, I think it's not cucking yourself, but it's a version of that.
Yeah. Something was going on there. And I was just like kind of like not feeling it in the first place. And I was like, kind of like, why did I put myself in this position? You know? And so I was just not part. I was like, I'm not part of this.
Was that a drunk thing where you were like, oh, one minute I'm having a Jack and Coke, the next minute I'm next to bad sex? Or how did
No, I was not drunk enough, honestly.
There's your problem.
That's fair. Alcohol makes things a little bit. Alcohol makes really bad things clearer. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, it's beer goggles, but for your soul.
Mm-hmm. Question.
Like, I know this is morally wrong, but
Yeah. So did you pull out your phone at some point and like check your email or like what did you do? I feel like that would be a real like you would want to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I think I just laid there and then I was like, I'm leaving. And I left. And then, yeah, I did end up having an improv class with one of them later on. So that was fun. Whoa. That's when you know you've been in LA too long.
Damn, that really sucks.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's okay. I think like I was also kind of annoyed because actually it was an ex-boyfriend like and his current girlfriend. And I was kind of just annoyed that I felt like he'd like convinced me to come be a part of this when I was like, I was not really feeling it. You know what I mean? And I was like, why did I like come over here? Yeah.
Was
you know,
the ex-boyfriend that I think it is.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I was just like, why did I let this dumbass
talk about all the time?
Yeah, this is one that gets talked about. This one gets referenced.
This one, and I think when you have good friends, it's like when you start to know people for a long time, it's like you know there's like different ex-boyfriend buckets. It's like if you tell a story, I think I know which ex-boyfriend bucket this is coming from.
Especially in the way, in the tone of voice as well, and like what the story is about, you could tell.
Yes.
I feel that.
Yeah, it's like that game Guess Who, but just with a bunch of like different disappointing cocks.
Oh my God. We should play a Guess Who, a personal Guess Who game.
That would be so hard to guess dicks. I've seen so many in my
day. It would be. Not to be totally obsessed with Vanderpump Rules, but Babs and I are both binging Vanderpump Rules right now, and there's an episode where they show a picture of a guy's dick that's on the show, and his girlfriend and ex-girlfriend like recognize it just from the dick, and I'm like,
it seemed weird to me that they would just recognize it immediately.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Feels like a scripted moment. I think unless there's like something that is of note, you're not really
who knows, but yeah, right? It seemed like it was photoshopped into another location also,
right,
so out of context.
True. And as a reality TV show star, nothing is scripted. Nice try.
Fuck, we were really trying to get that.
Damn it.
Admit it. Tell us.
Tell us. Expose that.
Were you, prior to being on a reality show, what was your relationship with reality shows? Like, did you know what you were walking into?
I mean, I went from I'm a television person. I went to TV school and was hosting kids' TV before I did that show. Mm-hmm. So I was like, because my kind of TV was so... There's so many rules. You can't like say anything personal about your life. You can only talk about SpongeBob SquarePants. Mm-hmm. You cannot talk about kissing or like, oh, are they dating? Even though like in the kids shows like Sam and Kat and like iCarly and all that shit, like the kids would date each other, but like we as hosts were not allowed to comment on it. Mm-hmm. There's so many rules. So like when Canada's Drag Race came along and I was like, oh my God, my life is going to change.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, a producer called me and was like, oh, are you nervous? Like, you know, you are quitting your job to do the show. And I was like, honestly, I feel like this is like a TV vacation. I get to be on TV still. I get to talk about being gay and just be myself and also be in drag. Like, this is the best. And I also went there to give good TV. So whenever a producer was like, ask so-and-so about the time that so-and-so beat the shit out of them, I was like, no problem, babe.
Yeah.
Hey, so, what time that you got beat up because of a bad drug deal? Tell us about that. Yeah. I was in it. I'm in it. I'm so in it. I love it. I love it. So it wasn't.
We need the instigators. It's a very important.
And you're so funny on the show. And I think that's the important thing. Is like it is a TV show. You're there to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're playing in the game. I always find it very funny when the girls are like, I blame the edit. Like, how dare they edit me this way? And I was like, you said it, baby. Yeah. Like, we were told to, like, own our words. And, like, you weren't given a bad edit. You were just bad.
Yeah. Also, you trusted a story producer not to do you dirty in some way on a reality show?
Well, and then that's why it's important, too, to not take yourself too seriously. Because it's like, of course, then, you know.
But that's the beauty of the delusion in people that do reality TV, like, you know, Vanderpump Rules and the Housewives, is that whatever they're saying on camera, like, although they're screaming like, fuck you, I'm going to gut you like a fish, like in their mind, they're like, they've never said that. They're like, you know, I was just telling her she was beautiful. What?
Yeah.
Like it did.
You have
like,
two. Like, yeah, you've got two personalities.
Like we, as the viewers, are watching the reality, but they're filming a scripted drama. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like
they are 1,000% like
putting on the persona.
Well, and like not to get, I do feel like reality TV is sort of like a new form of theater that was invented sort of in the last 20 years. I mean, these are, you are like the talent on camera is writing and performing at the same time. And it's like, it lives in this sort of like, it's not exactly the same as appearing on a sitcom, but it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
also, don't you think that like, if you were on like season one of a show and then like it aired and then you went to go shoot season two, but in season one, you were like, you started this big fight and threw a glass of something on somebody, and that's what you're known for. You better believe, honey, that I'll be fighting all of season two then, if that's what the audience is
going to want to. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they reacted to then.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's really evolved into something else. Like, it is theater at this point. You're right. Yeah. We're just...
Like Lisa Rinna, I'll never forget when Kyle described her as a trained assassin.
Who...
She's a housewife.
Fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa Rinna is a housewife who was on Days of Our Lives.
I love her.
I just fucking... Thank you, Priyanka. I feel like we don't need to get too deep into it, but when she got kicked off the show and they were like, oh, Lisa Rinna's a bitch. It's like, yeah, we're watching Housewives.
It's like every... Yeah, that's the point. What are we here for?
She's stirring shit? Good. She's on fucking Housewives.
I just love them. I love that it's so... unhinged. It's like someone's doing coke in the washroom. I'm on Ozempic. I'm also snorting Ozempic.
And Melissa Etheridge is here. And
Melissa Etheridge is in the back. I'm on my sixth facelift. They told me to stop at three. I keep going. I love the like unapologeticness of like beauty that they think that they have to upkeep. Like it's amazing to watch. Because why the fuck not? If you like it, it makes you happy. Go do it.
Exactly. That's how I like about Lisa Rinna's lips is like she is it the deal? Like, was that her intention? Do we know to make them that big?
It must have been.
Okay. She's really stepped into it and like she's just made it her own and it's an intentional choice and she knows they don't look real, but it's like her thing. And I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right. I think like, there's like a level you reach where you're just like, I know this isn't like a real face, but I'm just like living it up for what it is.
That's what people don't get when they're like, oh, age gracefully. Women should age gracefully. It's like, well, maybe grace for her is having half of her face be lips.
Exactly. And also, if you're a lip face, it's kind of nice because at least you feel beautiful that way. And also, like, I hate that the Kardashians act like they don't get shit done. I would rather them be like, hey, just got back from getting my sixth nose job.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, you have a completely different face. It's fine. Just say you did it.
They look fucking great. Yeah. And they look great.
Yeah.
Like, tell us that you got a nose job and your brow shaved down and your chin shaved down and your ass done. Because then that's what makes those beauty standards real. It's like, oh, in order for me to look like that, I need to be making some coin and go to the plastic surgeon. Like, that is a logical way of
thinking. Yeah, this is not a thing that you can physically just do.
All these girls going to makeup stores being like, how do I look like a Kardashian? And they're like, well, like, do you have seven like filler syringes in your purse? Because like, that's what we have to do here for you to look like that. You know, and that's not a bad thing. I just wish that they were like the Housewives more.
No, you should be really.
It's
transparency, should be
honest and it feels off brand for them because they're so conspicuous with their wealth and with their Kardashianness. Yeah. It's like this goes with your whole deal, guys.
Doesn't sell makeup though.
Particularly when like I actually really am annoyed with them because like they're all on Ozempic right now, and like I feel like you guys are on Ozempic. Like, but anyway, when they had those tiny waists and those giant asses, it's like, I'm sorry. That didn't get accomplished without technology stepping in.
Yeah, it's not a Stairmaster.
Medicine, technology. Not medicine, technology.
Fucking knowledge.
I will say Ozempic, one thing I heard about it is that it helps you with certain things like nail biting. And as someone who has been a horrific nail biter for almost all my life, I was like, oh God, is this going to be the only thing that stops me? Like, so sorry guys, if it happens, it's not because of the weight, it's because of the nail biting, all right? I'm trying to find a solution.
This is her, this was her Ozempic soft launch.
Exactly, just so you guys know. Just in case things are looking a little different.
Yeah.
Thanks for being honest, at least.
It was just for my nail biting, not anything else, I promise.
That's the reading Playboy for the article. It's like, I need this
for me now. All right, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
BRB. Hey everybody, welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Priyanka.
Ooh, chills.
Mystery.
A little mystery to it. I love it.
Just because you never know what you're going to get. I am half, I know the viewers can't see me, but I am half the viewers. The listeners, if you're viewing, you could see this.
We can
see. The listeners can't see that I'm half in drag, half out. My lashes are on, lips are not on. And I'm in a robe, butt naked under the robe.
Yeah, lady. Serving fierce. The eye makeup is amazing.
Like, how long did it take you to get this far into your eye makeup? I'm curious.
This is like an hour and 10 minutes. Like, nothing crazy. Okay. I've been doing my makeup a lot faster because I've been doing a lot more.
Right.
And I'm proud of where I come.
I'm proud of where you come too.
Yeah. I love where I come.
Were you always in charge of your own makeup on Drag Race?
Yeah, Drag Race, you only have 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yourself.
Get your wig on, get your nails on, get in full drag, blah, 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 blah. It's fucking stressful as fuck.
That's crazy.
How? Okay, so on the show, it does make it look like everyone's just shooting the shit during while they're painting. Is it like a frenzied kind of pace, or are you kind of relaxed and like talking?
It's pretty frantic, but that's when they do prompt you to say all the trauma questions. Like, someone got shot, someone got beat up, my dad doesn't know I'm gay, all that stuff. I call it the trauma room. but that does cut into our makeup time. And whenever someone runs late, the first thing they say is like, well, if you weren't asking us questions during that time, we would have been ready. That seems to happen quite often. But there's one episode where I'm silent the whole time because I was in the it was the makeover challenge and we had to paint ourselves plus the other person. And I remember not saying anything because I was in the bottom the last week and I didn't want to get sent home. So I was so focused because it does kind of like, you feel like very like, oh my God, if I fuck this up, I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
But that is the space to get your word out.
Yeah.
Your traumas.
It makes sense.
This is a specific skill. This is what drag is obviously like, I think, the hardest of any of the competition shows. Because it's like, you have the project runway aspect, the comedy aspect, all of that, the makeup, everything.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. What was it like the moment when you like won? I mean, I'm sure it was very surreal.
Well, I won twice. Like, I won in person, like on the day, and then they cut the cameras and then they crown the next person.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, cool. And then I won in front of everyone when we were live streaming the episode. It's funny. I found it really cool that they said, like, the winner of Canada's Drag Race is what's her name, Priyanka.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool that they use my tagline in my crowning.
Yeah.
That felt really cool to me. And then I felt like everyone won. I don't know. Like, I know, like, not in a pageant way, but because we all like hunkered down and like watched the season during the thick of the pandemic and the lockdown, and Canada, they're very, very strict. LA, they were strict. They were really strict too. It felt like we all had something to celebrate together after so much like darkness in the world. So like that's the best way to describe it. Like, yes, it was about me, bitch, but it was also, it didn't feel that way in the moment until like the fallout after, where it was like the press day and then this sponsorship's calling you. Oh my God, this magazine cover. And like, that's when it was like, holy shit, my dreams are coming true, like right before my eyes. And it was everything I always imagined. You know, I would like dress up in my bedroom and close the door and like perform the Pussycat Dolls and stuff. Like, things that I did as a closeted kid ended up being the thing that made me the most successful is like such a satisfying feeling.
Oh, well, Priyanka, we're gonna actually play a little game with you.
Ooh, what's the game? I like games.
This game, it was kind of a game. It's this or that. And for each of these, you gotta choose one.
Okay, this or that.
This or that.
Ready.
Yeah.
This or that. This or that. This or that.
No wrong answers.
First one.
I'm nervous.
This or that. Be a polyglot or instrumentalist?
Oh, what the fuck is the first thing?
Polyglot.
A polyglot? Yes. Like someone that's in multiple relationships?
Someone who knows a bunch of languages. So know a bunch of languages or know a bunch of instruments?
Instruments. I like music, baby. It's
Do
music
you play anything?
That takes me. No, I tried to take guitar lessons as a kid and then I failed.
Guitar is hard.
There's a hump you got to get over with it. That's just like really, it's
like quite frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's most instruments. I've tried and failed so many times. I've signed up for the piano the community college piano classes, and it's just not. I gave up.
This is not giving. It's really hard. I would like to try guitar again or piano. I think I could nail piano. I think.
Piano's fun.
Yeah.
I think what makes instruments even more challenging than language is like the physical element, right? Like you can learn a language, but you don't have to teach your hands to do anything.
Yeah, my hands are tired, you know?
Right. And like a language, at least you can start just on your phone saying stuff back. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like sit, be like, I guess you do have to sit down and say like, I'm doing it for this certain amount of time, but it feels more commitment to like sit down at a piano.
Yeah. Well, it's also reading. I mean, it's reading a language too. Like, you know, how music is written out is its own yes. set of true. How things go to. Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. I would love, oh my God. I wish I could. That is one thing. If I could go back, I would be like, make your parents be a dick about learning piano. So you like know how to do something. Like make them, you're gonna hate them for this, but you'll be happy you did it.
What's your taste in music, Bianca?
I like pop. I'm like a pop music lover. I like a lot of sad girl pop, like Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, Renee Rapp. Like just like sad girl shit.
Lana Del Rey.
Only because like Lana Del Rey. Only because the productions are typically so cinematic.
So good. Yeah.
Yes.
It's so like there's violins and there's harps and it's so like angsty and there's like a big. It, like I love that shit to listen to. The kind of music I like to perform though is like full pop dance music. Hi, my dog just came in.
Hi, puppy. Aww.
What kind of dog?
Thank you, Roberta.
What kind of doggy we got?
A mini dash dachshund.
Oh, I love them.
Where is she?
They're so cute. Please
come. Come, mama.
I follow Leia on TikTok that has like 12.
Oh, God. What a
She's
dream.
Dancing away. What a dream. Her butthole in the air.
Of course.
Anyway, so that's the kind of music I like. That.
Love
bitch.
It. Love it.
Love it. Okay, let's see. Pride or sloth? Is there like two, the like seven deadly sins, like the sin of like pride or the sin of sloth, basically.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Pride?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun one to pick, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's like to have like a bigger ego or to like just be super lazy kind of is like the two.
Yeah.
I also just think that it's like, because pride is such a, ego is one thing, but pride's another, right? Like pride, we should have. I feel like there's so right. there's
should
not enough
be a
of that.
Sin? Should, let's talk about that.
No, being gay is a sin.
Right.
Yes.
Gay or sloth. Gay or sloth.
If you're a gay sloth, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so fucked.
Hopefully, by another gay sloth.
Yeah. If you're a drag queen, oof, times are rough for you.
God, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, read thoughts or speak to animals?
Speak to animals?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think what you can
say,
at all?
What would you say to your dog?
I always talk to her, and I feel like she understands me, but I don't know if she does. I just, it's always like, it's more just to check in to see if she's okay. Like, dogs are so, like, you get to know their personalities for sure and know what they like in their bad days and their good days and when they're being mischievous and when they're not being mischievous, but you still don't actually know how they're feeling, and that breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm. I know. Just that little extra... little it's extra like little barrier
bit, yeah it's like you know when she's like has the zoomies you know she's happy and all that stuff but like it's like when she's on the couch just like sleeping you're like does she need a friend is she depressed does she miss her mom
yeah if I could right. communicate to my dog that like when I leave the house I'm not actually dead I would
that
appreciate
would be really good yeah I'm yeah. coming back oh what a sweetie
beautiful
pie.
Dog
little blonde
what's sweet. Her name
Her name is Daisy.
Daisy.
Pretty baby.
She's so pretty. You guys look really good together.
We're besties.
Yeah.
This is my lady. This is my lady to lady. No.
It would be nice, like, yeah, if you could hear, especially if they're sick, because I have cats and, you know, there's that litter that, like, changes color if they're sick. I would like them to just tell me instead of reading their litter. That would be great.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of looking at their poop. I would like to know.
It would just be so nice to just like chit chat, gossiping, giggle with my dog, you know?
Oh my God, gossiping with your dog? Please.
I don't know if either of my dogs would gossip.
The problem is all they would have to gossip about is you. So
other dogs, like my dog has a very thriving social life because we have a dog walker, so she sees all of her friends.
Get so much good goss.
And this person now, and so that she hates at least one of them. She's like, yeah, that motherfucker stole my fucking bone.
I would absolutely watch the dog reality show if we could all hear their thoughts.
Yeah, that would be a dream. Yeah, my dog Jack would just be talking shit on everybody. I know.
Yeah, Jack's like another podcast today.
Yeah,
he's thinking that currently at this moment.
Yeah, he's actively like, when will this be over so you can walk me so then I get a treat? And it's all about the treat. He's like a terrier dachshund chihuahua mix.
Holy shit!
Little 16-year-old man, full of piss and vinegar though.
Oh, yeah. I love dogs. I actually used to not like dogs.
Really? You were scared of them? Did something happen?
I got bit by a Rottweiler in my 20s. So that kind of was like, and I was already kind of like, I didn't understand the whole animal thing. I'd always be like, I don't really get like why people like dogs. Like why? I don't get it. They're just fucking little dumb animals. Who cares?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even when like my friends would invite me over and they would have dogs, I would like ask them to put their dogs away. Because I was so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like something came over me and I was like, I want a dog. My boyfriend was like, baby, you're having a midlife crisis. And I was like, I said,
well, if you are, great way to fulfill it.
Yeah, right. I was like, no, I want the responsibility and like I want the dog. Like I feel like I'm ready for it. And it's been the most like happy, like fulfilling, hard, frustrating, tiring, but also exciting experience of my life. What people never told me that the puppy era is the worst.
Oh yeah.
No one told you? Yeah.
I'm sorry nobody told you that because it is true.
It's awful. Yeah. It's like, why do people get dogs?
They're so cute.
In the moment. Mm-hmm. And I my dog is crate trained. Like very, I'm a very like strict kind of like, like the regimen is very strict in terms of like crate at least. Mm-hmm. During the day, you know, we hang out. But like at nighttime, I'm like, you ain't sleeping in this bed, motherfucker. And so that's what also was the hard part is that like I was like actively trying to train the dog as well on top of just having a puppy period, which is so hard.
Yeah, that's a lot. But that's good, though. I mean, it's good you did it.
1 year old on Saturday.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, our cats will actually break into our room at night. We have to set up a series of doors that they cannot. I have some fucking art. What do they call canvases that are like I haven't used? So we like set them up in a series of things in front of the door so they can't do it. And sometimes they'll find a way through and still break in. So. Wow. I'm not crate training them. It's too late, but you know.
Can you do it with a cat?
I don't know. I don't think. I'm sure. I doubt it. Cats. I'm sure we could lock them in another room or something. But obviously, we're not going
to
do that.
You can keep them in a crate if you wanted to, but I don't know if they work the same way. So yeah. Like when dogs.
No.
Like dogs, like won't poo or pee in their crate because they know it's their safe space.
Yeah.
Right.
But cats be shitting and pissing everywhere. So.
Yeah they're.
They will fight you.
A wild card.
They also don't have bones, it feels like, because often my roommate has a cat and like the cat will be under my bed and there's like, it's like an inch to get under there.
That's crazy.
And then I've seen him work his way out and he just goes completely flat.
Whoa, and
it's
really?
like
their
snake.
Bones like
it's
work
so
it
weird.
Very specifically and different.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like rats skinny. Do it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Ozempic. Yeah,
no bones queen. Oh my god.
No bones queen, go off, sis.
Okay, Priyanka, heartbreaker or heartbroken?
It's a hard one.
You were
a hard
so confident.
One.
The first syllable.
The tension.
Heartbreaker.
heartbreaker because I love transparency, and like whenever I've like felt a certain way about somebody, I've always told them right off the get. And if they've been sad about it, I always say, let me tell you something. You are very lucky that I'm being honest with you, because the other option is to ghost you and you never know why.
Yeah.
This person left you. You do not want to be with somebody who's not 100% into you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wasting your motherfucking time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a heartbreaker so I could control the narrative and give the person a little bit more peace.
That's good.
Nice. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I think it's a way to be too. You know, I mean, yeah. And there's like a ghosting epidemic, but it's like giving people just a moment of kindness, even if it's a little hard for yourself. It's also... I think it's important.
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually the same way, and you've had to go different ways. I've had people be like, "That's cool," or I've had guys be like, "What? I thought we were this or that," and it's like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm a nice person. I get along with a lot of people, but that doesn't mean that we are compatible.
Did you say, "Oh, I thought we were playing this or that"? Is that what you said?
You did.
I did. Not on purpose. Callback.
Yeah. Callback. Comedy. Improv.
Punchline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you kind of happy song or sad song?
Oh, I didn't kind of answer this.
But you said
it's
you like
interesting. If you were to ask me this question before I gave you my explanation about sad girl pop, I would have said happy song.
Yeah.
Who's your go-to like happy, like upbeat pop bitch?
I don't know. Who am I listening to? Anita, Beyonce. Who am I listening to? Let me. Oh, she's not happy songs, but I've listened to a lot of Ray. She has a song called Escapism. Mm-hmm. Wow. Listen to it. I listen to a lot of Renaissance Beyonce. Yep. I listen to myself. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely in my history here.
Good.
Are you? Tess is going to see Beyonce on tour. Are you going?
I'm going, baby.
So exciting.
I'm so excited. That show is probably going to change my
life. When are you going?
July 8th.
Woo! Oh
and 9th. Oh my
God. Two nights. I love it.
Two nights in a row with my girl. I've seen Beyonce like 17 times. Like, she's my one.
Oh,
she's
my God.
And I've seen pretty much, I mean, a lot of people. She's the best live performer I've ever seen.
She is.
There's no one brings it like that. It's
the amount of spectacle. It's like that's what I need in a show.
It's like she's working so hard. Like, you feel the earth open up below her.
Yes, 100%. I agree with that. I don't love seeing her in these like ginormous venues. Like, fuck off.
Yeah,
it's like, I get it. You're famous, bitch. But like this show is too big for what and like. On camera, that show looks great. Audience perspective, those shows are hard to really enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet we find a way.
And yet we max out our credit cards. And
Yeah, I feel like that's why I didn't go this year. Because I mean, obviously I want to see her, but it is at like some point where I'm like, if I can't be up at some point close enough, I don't want to go because I'm going to be like, I want to be closer to you. So I'd rather just stay away and feel okay about myself.
No, I feel that. Just like there's going to be like a Netflix special or some shit. So like, that's what we have to watch together, us that's ladies.
Right. Yeah. And I'll be there for both. I would like both experiences. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Would I rather be a rich person? Of course.
Would I rather be rich? If that's what you're asking.
It's going to be so fun, though. But yeah, that vibe of going to the show, like what a everything around it, so good. Just like the collective energy of people going to see a Beyonce show is so special.
It does. It feels like a large scale coven.
Yeah. Pop coven.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do one more before we take a break. Let's see. Okay, be an only child or have siblings?
Have siblings. I love my siblings. I'm one of four.
Four.
I think it's important to grow up with something or someone. Just like someone to bully you, to get like a thicker skin. Someone to steal your clothes and piss you off. Teach you about boundaries earlier in life.
Yeah.
You know, like things like lessons that maybe school teaches you a little later in life. I think it's important. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to get a sibling for my dog, so I'll let you know how that pans out.
Where are you?
Everyone is saying don't. Everyone's saying don't.
Why?
Oh, I have two dogs. I love it. It's great having two dogs.
It's basically like having one, too. You're doing all the same stuff with them.
Well, they're like, what if the first one's good? Like, what if the second one's a terror? And I'm like, well, that's your fault, bitch. I don't know.
Yeah. You can train your dog, and also, like, you know, they'll follow the lead of the first one in a lot of ways, too.
Of Queen Daisy.
Yeah.
And then you get to watch napping together and stuff.
Oh, I know, right? And Daisy like loves her friends, so I feel like it would be from the same mom, so they'd actually be siblings.
Oh, see.
Oh, please.
There you go.
Different daddies. But my boyfriend wants. So I wanted to name her the new one Daphne because I love that name.
Yeah.
But he was like, it has to be Daffodil, and I was like, what the fuck do you mean Daffodil? He's like, because we have to get 12 Dachshunds and name them all flower names. I was like, you're gay. You're a gay person. You are gay. So, Daffodil it is.
I also like, if they're
here
a pair.
The homos with their dogs, Daisy and Daffodil. One's a cross-dresser. You know what I mean? Like, that's too much. Okay, what were you
Happy
saying, Pat?
Sorry,
I cut you off.
No. I was just like, I like Daphne. I like the ending Daisy and Daphne. They go together well. The names they match up.
But, no, they're literally perfect.
Yeah.
Let me.
I guess you could say Daffy for Daffodil.
Everyone on this podcast, I have to pause to open the door.
Oh, please.
Yeah, wait for me, or when I come back, will all of you abandon me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't abandon me.
We'll be right here.
No. We'll be here.
Right here, babe.
We'll be here.
But I won't be much longer. These girls talk so much. Okay, I'm back. Sorry, I hope you didn't hear that. Make sure I'm still recording. Hold on. Yeah, I still record all that. Okay, great.
Perfect.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, we're just going to throw in a break, and then we're going to come back and do the last segment. So.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we will be back with Lady Problems, everyone, in a second.
Ooh.
Hey, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Priyanka. And you're listening to Lady.
Ooh, get
Nailed
the throw.
It.
Oh, hired.
Lady. Oh, that's a great name for a podcast, by the way. I think it's perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We've gotten a lot of different versions. Lady on lady, girl on girl. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get confused.
People bring us up on stage to all sorts of their own porn searches. It's kind of crazy.
That's incredible. That's so fun. Lady on lady. Ooh.
Yeah. Definitely been brought up. This next comedian is one of the hosts of Girls on Girls. And I'm like, no, honey, that's not what I told you to say. But that's fine. It. That's what you heard.
My friend recently started stand-up and is obsessed with it.
Yeah, nice.
She was like, at first it was really hard, and it's hard when some of your jokes really fall flat, but now she's like, is this my thing? And I'm like, if anyone can say stand-up comedy is their thing, I think you should go for it.
Yeah. Yes, if you love it. I mean, I love
Very
it to death
fun.
Yeah, it's
stick
my
with
favorite thing ever.
Enjoying it. Yeah.
Okay, let me see, tell me if you can hear this, because I'm gonna try to share our theme song.
Okay. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them?
Yeah. Yes. I love a whisper. Oh, okay, I'm still going.
We got the whisper. Yes.
Thank
you. Do you have them? And then, do you have them?
Yes.
Who has lady problems? Let's hear.
Let's get into it. This one is written in. And yeah, let's just dive in. Okay. Ladies, I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years, my longest relationship, and things are becoming very serious. He's moving in next month, and we're talking marriage and kids, all very exciting but scary. I love him so much, and he's the person I want to be old talking shit about our kids with. Like I said, this is my longest relationship, so I never really made it too far out of the honeymoon phase. Last night when he was sleeping next to me while I was reading, I kept looking at him snoring, getting so annoyed by the noise and thinking, oh my God, is this going to be life now? I have random moments that I catch myself looking at him doing something dumb and I think, this guy? This mostly happens when I'm on my period.
No!
But how do you handle leaving the honeymoon phase? He was so shiny there. With him moving in, we are going to be spending a lot more time together. I assume he will get more annoying. How do we keep the excitement? Is that something that will just fade? Advice on dealing with men when they become annoying but you love them.
I think I love this because I've thought about this a lot. I've been with my partner for 2.5 years and he lives with me now. And it honestly is amazing. Like 10 out of 10 would recommend if it's someone that's you're supposed to be with. The hardest part is that, what she just said about like the annoying part of things and being like, oh, like I actually don't want to hear this person snore or their fart smell or like like chewing, like being on the couch together and they're chomping down a bag of chips and you're like, I know that I sound the exact same way when I do this, but I cannot stand when you do this.
Yeah, yeah.
People need to understand that when they live with somebody, that like space is the most important thing that you can give yourself from your partner. If they're watching TV in the living room, go in the bedroom and watch your own show. Plan things that you do together. Like everything has to be very, you have to be very specific about your alone time and have them not be offended by it. Because like that to me is what saves a relationship. It's like, cause the minute you're like piled on top of each other and all the time, that's when snoring gets extra annoying and all that stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah. She said at the end, we're both 35 living in New York. I have a 2-bedroom apartment, but he works from home and I freelance working from home part-time, so we have a lot of time together. So I think you're exactly right. And that sounds like they might not have much ways around that, but maybe if they can be a little more conscious of, like, it's okay if we're both in these spaces all day and we don't interact. Like, that's, you know, that's all right. But it might be tough, like, in New York.
Go to coffee shops more. I do think, do think physically being in a different building from each other, at least part of the day, is really healthy and good.
Because I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even just
friend time
is so important. And like, yeah, I mean, the snoring, and I get it, because it's like, especially as a straight woman, you're like, you look at a man and you're like, this?
This? Yeah, I was just watching, like, I don't know, a preview for an Amy Schumer special, and she had a bit about like, marriage is like basically like, can you stand each other? And obviously that's the lowest rung. But I do think that's kind of where it's at, where it's like, we're annoying. We're all annoying. We all have habits that someone else doesn't want to deal with, et cetera. And it is kind of like about finding the person that you're compatible with on those levels where like, it's not something you love, but you can deal with it because you love them, you know?
100%. Like, yeah. I'm super like, sometimes, because I output so much energy into everything. By the time I get home to my partner, I'm either like moody. I'm just, my tank is so empty, or super tired, can't talk. Like, he's like, let's watch a movie together. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like understanding those things about your partner and being kind of like okay with it. And also like setting your expectations too. I think like, other than the snoring thing, I think that there's a lot of false expectation in a lot of relationships where it's like, well, why wouldn't he just ask me out for dinner? Like, I want to keep the spark alive in my relationship. But it's also like, you're allowed to be very like black and white about those things. Like, hey, let's look at next week. Wednesday, we're going to have dinner, probably pound, go to bed, not have sex for another 2 weeks. That's totally fine. Like, it's okay. Like, it's not as magical as Disney told us. You can plan these things. Your life can be on a production schedule. Don't worry.
Well, that's why Disney's all about the honeymoon phase. Disney's never about the reality of the relationship.
The thing that happens after.
They don't show you the snoring man in your bed.
Yeah, and Prince Eric does not cut his pubes ever.
No. Oh, my God. Never. Filthy.
Never met a shaver in his life. Does he have pubes? He seems like he might not have pubes.
That's true. No Disney people do, so.
Like a Barbie crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbie crotch. I do think, I was talking to my friend about something recently about like men, and she said, she was ending the conversation, and she said, okay, now keep your expectations low. I said, yeah, you mean high? And she said, no. I didn't say high. I said low. Keep your expectations low. And I was like, that's actually like really good advice. Like, we all walk through life like, this is my standard and you're going to come up to it. And it's like, no, in life, I think sometimes it's really good just to like keep that baseline nice and low.
I love that. That's true. That's great advice. That is great advice. Yes.
I think
because everything is a surprise after that. Everything's like, wow.
Exactly. It's only up from here.
You're going to get pissed off or disappointed. You know?
Yeah. Keep it high to get into something and then lower it once you're in.
You got to take that bar and take it down a few notches. And I will say sometimes, like, yeah, Sean snores. It's like, I feel bad because our dog snores too. And I think that's really cute.
A dog snoring is cute.
Dog snoring is very cute. Mm-hmm. Sean's has like big man snores. And it's a really off-putting sound. But sometimes when he's snoring, I'll lay there and I'm like,
no.
I've literally thought to myself, like, you have to love this too. Like, this is part of it. Like, you have, this comes with him. This. And I think I have some really obnoxious habits. You know, I smell like a fucking dispensary when he comes home at night. And I don't, that's me. He has to love that too about me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have to love his snores.
Yeah.
Totally. I have so many annoying habits that...
Can you fix snoring?
There is snoring stuff I guess you can try to do.
Snoring is not a good thing.
No. Yeah.
Snoring is like a bad thing. Like it's like
you, yeah, it means something.
There's like an obstruction in your air hole.
Yeah. Right? Might have a deviated septum. Has you ever tried those like snore strippy things? To hold the nose open? I mean, I'm sure you guys have tried everything, but...
No, actually we haven't.
Have you tried anal?
Yeah.
That we have tried.
Yeah.
I will say too, like, you know, this relationship is the longest one I've ever been in. Myself, we're coming up to 5 years. And like, I understand the first one you're in longer when this is the first partner I've lived with. It's very new. You know, it's, I think the instinct to be a little like scared off or someone who runs away or something, if that's what you're like before, it makes sense that it's kind of kicking in now because it's the first time you've done this. So it's scary to make these commitments. And you're talking about long-term stuff. I mean, you're not going to get married tomorrow or something, but this is a person that you see this with for the first time. So I do think it's like extremely okay to be like, oh my God, this is real, you know, and reflecting on that.
Yeah.
And be scared of it too.
Yeah.
It is a new chapter for sure. And it is tough to get through. So like that's, you're valid, baby. You're valid.
Yeah. But like, you're going to see through these things like, oh, this is a much deeper level of relationship than I've ever had.
And that point, I do think like when you live with someone, there is like cute shit you can do. That's kind of like, is I think sexy and kind of cute and fun in a way that maybe at the beginning quote unquote like honeymoon phase doesn't have. Like you can leave cute notes or like get their favorite snack or like be naked when they come home. Like I don't know, there's like all kinds of stuff.
Full bush out at the front door.
Oh honey, you think I have a bush?
I don't know.
Do I give bush energy?
You're giving big bush energy.
For real?
Tess is scandalized.
But yeah, so I mean, I think that stuff too, I mean, obviously there is like the farting and the using the bathroom and all that, but like, I do think that there are like, so maybe try to find little fun and flirty notes you can leave and things like that you can do to keep it fun too.
That's a good call.
Yeah, for sure. You got this. And me and my boyfriend, we always say that like, whenever we come to like a disagreement that's like hard or something that's difficult and we get through it, we're like, a lot of people would have stopped there. That like would have been a moment where a lot of people said, no, thank you, we're done. But we're stronger and we're better because we got through that and we've like leveled up now. And this is new.
Yeah. Right.
And it's exciting. I think it's important to like keep.
Yeah, we have to look at it like video games. We're leveling up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We're being that we bought up. Beat
we're,
the boss.
We're taking mushrooms. We're getting bigger.
Yeah. Every relationship is a multi-level marketing scheme. Just get to the top of the pyramid and then you will have it all.
And then you'll have a pink Cadillac.
Yeah, exactly.
I also think there's like a thing that happens in long relationships where it's like, as the person kind of becomes part of you, it's like there's parts of yourself that disgust yourself probably, right?
Oh,
I think like that's sort of what happens in a longer relationship too, is like they sort of start to enter your orbit in a way that like you see their grossness in the same way that you see your own grossness.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's as a gross. And like, I would say that Adam, as Adam is like a less gross than me. So like I'm the one who feels worse about the grossness, you know? And so he doesn't really have a lot of habits I don't like, which obviously is, you know, ideal. But I definitely tend to be like, but you're dealing with me, so you get a pass. I love that. But yeah, good luck. You're in love. This is love. Like, this is what it is about. It's about this stuff too. This is love, girl.
This is love.
This is love.
Da 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 da. That's our show, Priyanka. Thank you.
Oh, I was waiting for another question. I was like, okay, now it's next. Who else has trauma that they need us to fix for them? This was so much fun. I had a blast. The three of you are fucking hilarious.
Aw, thank you.
So funny. Thank you for hanging out with us.
When I come to LA, I have to come to you some of your shows.
Please.
Oh my God. I would love.
You also make people laugh there too, or no?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No, it's all check off. We just do check off.
I do stand up trauma is what I do.
Stand up trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, you three are great. I love this. What a great podcast. Congratulations on all the success of it too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lady to lady.
Where can everyone find anything you have going on?
Fuck yeah. I mean, follow me online at the Queen Priyanka on all the platforms. You'll see everything. Listen, I'm everywhere. What is it? Everywhere, all at once, everywhere.
Yeah, everything, everywhere, all at once.
Yep.
Yeah, what they said. Come find me. I have so many things going on. I have new music coming out. Wow. I have a new song out right now called Bad Bitches Don't Cry. I have so many secrets that are about to be told to the whole world, which you'll find out soon.
Ooh. Exciting.
What could they be?
Ooh.
And that's it. Thank you. I feel so grateful.
We're so grateful. Thank you. And everyone have a fabulous week.
Yeah, we're grateful for you. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, fuckers.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. It's Erica. I was recently listening to the most recent episode, and then I went through that whole thing, and then it somehow went over into another episode I hadn't heard from like November with Nava, and she was talking about the posters and things that we post in our bedrooms when we were in middle school, and I lost my mind because I was like, sure, Kirk Cameron, New Kids on the Block, that was elementary school. But then in junior high, of course, my mom hijacked my bedroom, so she decorated it. But she let me have this one poster. And so it hung there the whole time. And it was like this guy, he's like leaning backwards. He's a model, not an actor or any like celebrity or anything like that. But he was like leaning backwards. And he has like the whole arm over the head. And the pensive pose and the abs and the chest and the arms and whatever. And I completely forgot about it. And I think it hung in my room for years. And then finally, like I was, older, and my mom was like, you got to come pick up your stuff. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to come pick it up. And it was rolled up in this poster tube. And I pulled it out and I was like, oh my God. I looked at it and I could not believe. I was like, what were my parents thinking? Cause like on it, it said, a hard man is good to find. So I was like, like, of course I thought it meant like muscles, but it's like this whole thing. I was like, how did my parents, like, they were just going to do. They absolutely knew what that meant. And I was oblivious. I just thought it was so funny, and I wanted to share. So anyway, yeah, a hard man's good to find. Love you guys. Bye.
God, it's like every time you guys are talking about the Real Housewives, I have to call in. I'm such a Bravo nerd. Press is talking about the injection of Real Housewives and how it was based off of the Real Housewives. Totally correct. But originally, when they started the first season, which is Orange County, it was originally supposed to be about their kids. So it was about Vicki Gunvalson's weird son and weird daughter. And then they started filming, and the producers realized that the mothers were like way more interesting and out of control than the kids. So they flipped the script, created it about the mom. And now we have the Housewives that we love so much. Okay. Wonder I'll stop doing this. Love you guys. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine.
Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.